I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. I trust that you are living for the Lord. Last time in our study of the book of Romans, we left off with chapter 14. We're going into chapter 15 today. And the last part of verse 23 says this in Romans 14. It says, "For whatsoever is not of faith is sin." Now, George Mueller, a great man of faith, once said this, "Impressions have neither one thing nor the other to do with faith. Faith has to do with the Word of God. It is not impressions, strong or weak, which will make the difference." And he goes on to say, "Faith is not based upon probabilities." In other words, "I'll believe it because it will probably take place." Again, Mueller replied, "Many people are willing to believe regarding those things that seem probable to them. Faith has nothing to do with probabilities. The province of faith begins where probabilities cease and sight and sense fail. Appearances are not to be taken into account. The question is whether God has spoken it in His Word." And that's the reason we're going through the Word of God together, is because God speaks to us through His Word. And we need to take His Word by faith because we know it is the truth. We know by faith. Now, we haven't seen God personally with our physical eye. We haven't seen Christ with our physical eye. But we know, according to the Word of God, that God does exist, that He is, and that Christ exists. And we need to trust Christ by faith in order to be saved, and that's what we've done when we come to Him and we say, "Lord, come into my heart. I receive You as my Lord and Savior." Remember, the last part of chapter 14 of Romans, verse 23 says, "For whatsoever is not of faith is sin." Well, now as we move into chapter 15, verses 1 through 13 talks about the fact that we are to follow Christ in unity. In Romans 15, 1 and 2, it says, "We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification." The first command here is put others first in verses 1 and 2. Now, this is a strong verb meaning have an obligation. We have an obligation to put others first in our lives. We should take a back seat when it comes to, reaching people for the Lord, and also when it comes to building up the body of Christ. And when I talk about building up the body of Christ, that means soul winning. And it also means to help those young Christians, those immature Christians, come to a full maturity by the way we treat them, by putting ourselves, if you would, last concerning them. And we need to put them first and train them in the way that they should go, as the Bible says that we are to do children, train them up in the way they should go. And that's the way we are to not only raise our own children, but we are to help the children of God grow in His grace and knowledge. Well, notice verse 3 now. "For even Christ pleased not Himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me." Now, Christ's example in verse 3 is seen in Psalm 69 and verse 9. You can read that later on if you would. Well, let's read it now. Psalm 69 verse 9 says, "For the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproach thee are fallen upon me." And of course, this is before Christ came into the world. This was a prophetic sign or a prophetic word that God was giving in relationship to His Son coming into the world. You look later on in John chapter 2 and verse 17 and 1 Peter 4:14, and that will help you understand more about Christ coming into the world and what took place in his life, he was reproached. Romans 15:4 says, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope." Now, Paul many times quotes the Old Testament as we go through the book of Romans and his other epistles to the churches. And we see here that this verse talks once again about the Scriptures. It says that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. The Scriptures give us instruction. And we see that in verse 4 as Paul has written here. It's for our learning. And it's written aforetime. Old Testament. By no means should Christians limit their Bible study to the New Testament. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 3, verses 15 through 17, the Bible says there that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. All Scripture, that includes the Old Testament, all Scripture is inspired by God. Verse 5 of Romans 15 says, "Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another, according to Christ Jesus." Being like-minded is made possible through God, and only through God. And note the beautiful titles applied to God in this chapter. First, we see God, the God of patience and consolation. Then we see the God of hope. And then we see the God of peace. Romans chapter 15 and verse 6, that you may know with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. The purpose of helping immature Christians is so God can be praised. And might I say that everything we do as a Christian, everything that any person is to do, is to bring glory to the Lord Jesus Christ, to God. And the only way a person can do that is, first of all, by receiving Jesus as Savior. Verse 7 says, "Wherefore receive you one another, as Christ also hath received us to the glory of God." Now here we see the second command is to accept one another. We are to understand that we're all, once again, saved the same. There is none better than another. We are all the same, and we are to receive each other. We are to accept one another as brothers and sisters in Christ. Romans 15:8 says, "Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers." Keep in mind now that Paul is writing to Jewish believers here and Gentile believers. He's trying to get each one to understand that there's none better than the other. In other words, the Jew is not better than the Gentile. That we're all saved the same. That God does not prefer one over the other. That we're all the same in Christ Jesus. Now notice in verses 9 through 12. "And that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, for this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name. And again he saith, rejoice ye Gentiles with his people. And again, praise the Lord all ye Gentiles and laud him all ye people. And again Isaiah saith, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust." And notice now he's talking to the Jew, he's talking about the Jew, and he's talking to the Gentiles, and he's talking about the Gentiles. And he's using the Old Testament here to help us understand more about salvation. And as we read these verses 9 through 12, we understand that Christ's purpose is this: salvation for all people, verses 9 through 12. In Psalm 18:49, it says, "Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name." Remember, the heathen in the sight of the Jew is the Gentile. And that's what it's speaking about here, that the Gentiles would be saved. "Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen." Because, why? They would be saved. And it says that they would sing praises unto his name. Thy name, it says there in Psalm 18:49. Deuteronomy 32:43 says, "Rejoice, O ye nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants, and will render vengeance to his adversaries, and will be merciful unto his land and to his people. Verse 11, we go back and read Psalm 117:1. It says, Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. It's everybody. Christ came for everybody, that whosoever would call upon him, that he would save them. Romans 10:13. Now in verse 13 of Romans 15, it says, Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. What is the result of all of this, of salvation? What is the hope in this life? It is hope. The result is hope. That means a knowledge of knowing that something's going to take place. It also brings us joy, and it brings us peace, knowing that we are saved and on our way to heaven. Now, in the second part of Romans chapter 15, and that would be verses 14 through 22, we start with Romans 15, 14, and it says, I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that ye also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another. Now, Paul had confidence here, and it's seen in verse 14. He says, I'm persuaded, I know, my brethren. He's speaking not only to the Jew, he's speaking to the Gentile believers. He's saying that ye are all full of goodness. Why? Because they have been saved. And he says, filled with all knowledge. That means they've been studying the Word of God. And the verse goes on to say, able to admonish one another. In other words, able to cheer each other on, to help each other learn and grow in Jesus Christ. And what about you today? Do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Have you trusted Him? Do you know for a fact that you're on your way to heaven? Well, the Bible says that you can know, because when you come to the Word of God, it says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23 talks about sinners. And in Romans 5:8, it talks about God commending His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died for you. As a sinner, you need to be saved. Call upon Him today. Trust Him. It's by and through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that any one of us will ever get to heaven. Write to me today, Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. I'll be glad to send you free of charge a transcript of this program. And also, if you're not sure you're saved and on your way to heaven, I'll send you information on that. Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Or look at our website. There's a lot of information on there for you as an unsaved person and also for the saved person. LRWM.org. Until the next time, when you hear me say, it is a good life, may the Lord bless you richly, is my prayer.